The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful, bright, sunny Monday morning here in the city of Margate, the 9th of January, and we are into our second week of our grand opening special. And joining me this morning here in Janet's palatial office is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope you had a nice weekend.
I had a very, very lovely weekend, and I'm looking forward to such an incredibly important show today. So much information for our listeners.
For sure. And it happens to also be my favorite spokesperson on the radio, who happens to be my youngest daughter, Dominique. So let me bring on Dominique Ostrander. Dominique, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Janet. Very happy to be here with you both.
Well, we are as well. And if you can just give our listeners a little history, both about yourself and the company that you represent.
Well, I am a territory manager and educator for Jaro Formulas, and I've been with Jaro, gosh, it's going on 10 years now. And I started doing radio with Jaro a long time ago, and then became a rep and managed a pretty large territory. So very happy to work for the company that I work for. Love working for Jaro. Feel very blessed.
Well, I have to say that I concur with your feelings about Jaro, because Jaro has always been one of my favorite companies since I had the opportunity to tour their facility in Santa Fe Springs, California. And I was most impressed with the quality of how everything was handled with respect to the ingredients in the product, how they manufactured their products, and how they tested the ingredients. And they made sure that whatever was on that label was, in fact, inside the bottle, with no harmful ingredients that could harm anybody taking their line of supplements. And they do have a very extensive line of supplements geared to keep the body healthy and strong for many, many years. In all your experience, Dom, that you've been with Jaro, what have you found to be the most challenging part of your education system when you go in to train people in the various stores that you visit?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the hardest thing or the most challenging thing that I face almost on a daily basis is challenging what people read, what they hear, what their best friend said, what their aunt said, what grandma said, as all to be nutritional or dietary truths.
So you're getting negative feedback.
Well, you hear all kinds of things in this industry, and our industry more and more is crossing over when I say nutraceutical east meets west. So like I always say when I do trainings, nobody ever walks into a health food store with their hand on their chin saying, oh, I think I'd like to start taking vitamins. Most people walk into a health food store with some kind of health issue that they're trying to treat, make better, prevent. And there's a bunch of false information out there. And I think, to get back to your question, I think that that's what I face as a challenge, what people hear versus science. And Jaro Formulas is a science-based company. So there's no castles in the sky, so to speak. Everything we say about our products, studies, et cetera, is all science-based.
Well, can you go into a little greater depth as far as science-based information that Jaro receives, passes along to you, and then you pass along to other reps in the industry working for Jaro, who in turn pass it along to the consumer, who may have been influenced by what they heard from a pharmaceutical company or an allopathic doctor or a mainstream doctor that may not believe in supplements.
Or their grandmother or their best friend who says, are you sure you want to listen to that? Because my grandma said.
I think grandmas had a great deal of experience only because they believed in the old remedies.
Not to put down grandmas being one, but certainly my best friend said, no, I should never take this supplement because her best friend had a bad reaction to it or something like that. You know, it's just this hearsay. And here's the science. And I know that Jaro Formulas does a very focused job on gathering science from around the world, Italy, Canada, China, all over. And when you have this scientific clinical study being presented supporting a particular nutrient, and then the best friend says, oh, no, you better not do that. Take an aspirin instead, something like that.
That's exactly right, John. That's exactly my point. And so when I'm given all the science to back up new products, for example, that we would be releasing, or even science on products that we've had for a long time, but new science that's come about for those existing products, it's still faced with challenges, so to speak, when you're out there with consumers, because there is so much conflicting hearsay. And
good,
I always go back to the science. I always go back to the studies. I always go back to, well, I'm going to look that up, or where did you hear that from? And chances are it's the best friend or it's the aunt. Or if you don't, I mean, not to try and berate somebody with, well, where did you hear that from? But you really want to kind of get to the bottom of it, because if it's your best friend Sally that said it, then I have to refute a lot of that.
Well, maybe you could take a couple of minutes and share with our listening audience, as well as Janet and myself, some of the new scientific evidence that has come about with respect to any new introductions of product that Jaro felt was necessary to bring to marketplace.
Well, today our topic for today is mitochondrial biogenesis. And we know science-wise that mitochondrial biogenesis is the generation of new mitochondria. That it's a lot more than a big mouthful of syllables, that it's actually one of the most important long-term health body composition and performance effects that we have in our bodies. It's responsible for our aging process. And so the science, being a cutting-edge supplement company, it was important to bring to the market these kinds of supplements that would help combat that, that would help generate mitochondrial biogenesis, for example. And the studies are extensive. I can't tell you the amount of hours that I've spent going over studies from the United States, from, like Janet was saying, from Japan, from there are a couple from Canada. There's a lot from Europe. It's a lot to take in and to put all together and see, wow, this is really something that has a profound effect on our aging process.
Well, you said the mitochondria is most important to help people go through an aging process in a very effective manner. So that they don't get bogged down by what we would call old age, which is something I think many of our listeners are facing today. If they're into allopathic medicine, they're going to their doctor's office, what they're looking for is a prescription to heal or cure, in their words, a situation that they're not happy with. But yet, if they took the natural approach and tried those first, They may be very pleasantly surprised and not be absorbed by what they're hearing from negative speakers or negative thinkers. In your opinion, Dom, what do you see as one of the most important new scientific remedies that has come out with respect to a product that Jarrow has introduced in the last 6 or 12 months?
PQQ, pyroloquinolonequinone, which we just call it PQQ, and nicotinamide riboside. I think those two have, along with terostilbene, terostilbene we launched a few years ago. It's in the family of resveratrol. It's more lipophilic than resveratrol, therefore your body, it has a better uptake than resveratrol. It's a slower release in the body. It doesn't get eliminated from the body as quickly as resveratrol. So, but that was launched prior to 12 months ago. But in the last 12 months, I would say PQQ and nicotinamide riboside for sure. Again, all because of mitochondrial biogenesis, the production of new mitochondria. It's the science is there, which is really important. The science is extensive, actually, and it crosses over. It's not just anti-aging, because that sort of is almost this guru type of phrase that people associate with beauty, for example, or aesthetics, more than cardiovascular health, more than improving cognitive. They associate anti-aging with, I have less wrinkles, versus, wow, my memory is still amazing at 85 years old, that kind of thing.
That's a very good description.
Aspire to that.
Well, I could speak honestly for myself and say that since nicotinamide riboside came out, along with PQQ, that's part of my daily regimen. And I found that nicotinamide riboside, taking it in the morning with my ubiquinol, in addition to the PQQ, really helps my day go forward a lot better. I can wholeheartedly say very positively those are some great beneficial effects. But I hear some music.
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us on the phone from other locations in Florida, Dominique, the educator for Jarrow Formulas, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a Monday, and we have a very special guest, my youngest daughter, Dominique Ostrander, who is a educator for Jarrow Formulas, and we're speaking about some of the new products that have been introduced in the last 6 months to a year from Jarrow based upon outstanding scientific evidence. And we started speaking about PQQ. And just to give our listeners some idea as to the beneficial effects, which Dominique and Janet will go into, but I want to give you the advantages as far as a very low introductory price, which I think will make it affordable for everybody that is in the need of improving mitochondrial function to stop the aging process that normally goes on in the body. The PQQ in the 30 capsule size, which is a 10 milligram, has a suggested retail of $21. The price at Save-A-Lot every day is only $10.59.
Wow.
And the 20 milligram, which is also a bottle of 30 capsules, you're looking at a price of $16.99 with a suggested retail of $33.95. And the 20 milligram 60 capsules, which is the largest size, has a suggested retail of $63, and our everyday low price is only $31.99. I know you had some thoughts on PQQ, Janet, and I know you wanted to share them with our listeners as well.
Well, I have lots and lots of questions for Dominique. This is such an exciting topic. I think it's grabbing people's attention because we are all so concerned with maintaining our brain chemistry and being able to count on our memory and recall, being able to concentrate and learn what we need to learn. So PQQ, such an important substance. Dominique, does it make sense for someone in their, let's say their 20s or even younger as a student to take PQQ? What would you recommend with regard to when to start taking PQQ?
That's a really good question. So because most people don't think about the aging process in their 20s, and we often think about the things that we do in our 20s as almost probably nearly reversible.
Right.
And then in the 30s, it's questionable. Definitely in the 40s, it's like everything you do makes an impact, and every day thereafter. So in your 20s, to me, it would only add a protective benefit. I don't think you need a 20 milligram if you're in your 20s. I think you're pretty optimum at that point, I guess, depending upon your health status, too, if you have any other sort of chronic illness going on. I think that would be something to consider.
One of the things, 10 milligrams, and
I would suggest 10, and then maybe a low dose of CoQ10 with that as well. The two work really well together. I always say they're like Lucy and Ethel. They love each other.
So, fabulous. One of the things
creates. I'm sorry, go ahead.
One of the things that I was thinking of are the foods that are going to be supportive of this. Do you have any recommendations on something to enhance the PQQ and CoQ10 activity along the dietary area?
Only taking it when you take a PQQ or a CoQ10 or the combination, it's always important to take it with some kind of fat. So
okay.
To enhance absorption. So that's probably the most important thing. As far as other foods that would enhance the effects, that I don't know. But
PQQ,
it's important that you take CoQ. Mm-hmm.
PQQ and CoQ10, you're going to get a benefit for your heart. You're going to get a benefit for your brain. You're going to get a benefit to your immune function. So many different approaches. Does it make a difference if people take it every single day? Should they take it for a while and take a break? Does that make any difference?
I would say taking it for a while, taking it every day, I think it's going to take some time. I know for example, our ubiquinol and even our regular ubiquinone, and ubiquinone for the listeners is your body converts ubiquinone to ubiquinol. About the age of 40, that conversion becomes a little bit more difficult. However, the studies out of the University of Ancona still show that baseline levels increased significantly, over 600%, in about the same subset of patients. They were mean age of 65, both had congestive heart failure, and those that were given ubiquinone, baseline levels increased over 600% within a week, and then those that were given ubiquinol, baseline levels increased over slightly over 700% in a few days, in about 3 days. So it still has an effect. So I would say a low-dose CoQ10. Now, we're talking for people in their 20s, right, which
right.
goes back to your original question. After, I would say, late 30s, early 40s, then you can start to increase the PQQ. And, again, if you're healthy and you feel strong and you're not really having any issues, I would say just using it prophylactically as a low dose every day, and then all supplements, I believe, in cycling on and off of after 6 months or so. Cycle off for a month, and then you can begin again.
I think that's such incredibly valuable information for people, and one that I'm so much in agreement with, that when you're taking something year after year after year after year without a break, sometimes your body gets so accustomed to it that it no longer processes that nutrient very efficiently. So taking a break once in a while, certainly changing brands, possibly changing combinations of nutrients, makes a much more efficient utilization for all of those mm-hmm. nutrients.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. I think that that's something that people don't consider really, as far as supplements go and cycling off of them. You become, especially with probiotics, I would say you reach a saturation point. Your gut is saturated if you're taking a good probiotic anyway. That it's important then you cycle off of it just for a little while. And, of course, depending upon how horrible your diet is, would dictate when you need to start it again.
So you're going to achieve enhancement of brain function and the potential significant reduction of free radical damage that has such a variety of different unpleasant effects on our bodies. So you also mentioned mitochondrial biogenesis. Tell our listeners a little bit about why that is so important.
So as we age, the mitochondria that we have, so we're genetically programmed to have so many mitochondria. So the creation of new mitochondria is really hard to come by. The only things that create new mitochondria that we know are intense aerobic exercise, caloric restriction in its truest sense. Not, I didn't eat very much today. I'm talking about practicing caloric restriction on a daily basis and PQQ. So those three things we know in science will create new mitochondria. So if you're not doing intense aerobic exercise, which chances are in your 60s and your 70s, that might have fallen by the wayside. Or you might be walking or doing things that are not quite as intense to create the new mitochondria. So the whole idea is if we can't create new mitochondria, we certainly want to keep the ones that we have functioning at their best. We want to keep the integrity of that mitochondria functioning at its optimum. And the way to do that is by taking CoQ10 and PQQ together in a combination. So PQQ is generating new mitochondria. CoQ10 is supporting the new mitochondria, including the ones that we've already made. The other really impressive thing about PQQ is that it's stable throughout the entire electron transport chain. So what does that mean? That means when it's exposed to oxidative damage, whether it's reactive nitrogen species, RNS, or ROS, which impose severe stress on our cells, PQQ is stable. It doesn't fall apart, and it has a redox cycle over and over and over and over for regenerating, which is very important when we're stressed. And as we get older, our cells become far more stressed just by way of aging things breaking down. And it could even be actual physical stress, emotional stress, things like lack of sleep, poor immune function, a crappy diet. All of those things participate in the decline of the functioning of our mitochondria. So the more we can support it, the better we're going to be. Our mitochondria are responsible for taking in nutrients, using them the way we need them to be used, which is why nicotinamide riboside has such a profound effect on blood sugar levels and obesity and combating metabolic syndrome. So together, if you read all of this together, and I'm trying to draw this all together, PQQ, nicotinamide riboside, carostilbene, all are sisters, so to speak, or brothers. And they all have this interrelated relationship for our mitochondria and helping support them, helping support ATP production, helping support NAD levels, increasing NAD levels, which is the energy inside the cells. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So here we have people who are aging. That NAD level is declining, and here is an affordable, a scientifically provable approach to reduce that change in cellular energy. Critically important. So many of the different activities that tend to become interfered with aging, your brain function, your immune function, your just physical energy, you are going to be able to support it and minimize those very identifiable symptoms of aging. And to be able to do it with this price that's available at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, it's just absolutely astonishing. Very well within the reach of so many people. So you think about the people who are stressing to purchase certain pharmaceuticals that may actually hasten the degeneration of that mitochondrial energy, might actually hasten all of the symptoms associated with that we have come to associate with aging. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate with Mr. Al Forman. And joining us today, Jarrow Formula's territory manager and educator, Dominique Ostrander. We will be back with more. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Hi, this is Sally. I work in customer service at Save a Lot, and my job is to make sure all of our customers are always happy and find everything they need.
I think you do a fabulous job because you do it with a smile on your face and energy in your step. So, Save a Lot Nutrition Center, you're new on the team. And tell our listeners what it takes to keep Save a Lot Nutrition customers happy.
Oh, make sure that you have all the information you need. You know where everything's at. You can direct them in the direction they need to go to find what they're looking for.
Thanks so much for sharing with us, Sally. And I'm sure our customers will be thrilled to come in and meet you in person.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Forman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a very special show today. with my youngest daughter, Dominique Ostrander, and I'm sitting in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We're a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441. Coming down State Road 7, you look off to the right. When you get to Northwest 31st Street, you'll see the sign for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as the grand opening banners that we had up last week when we had the grand opening last Tuesday. And the grand opening celebration does continue for the entire month of January. And that means that the entire month of January, you will receive an additional 10% off the everyday low prices that you're currently seeing now at Save-A-Lot, something you may never see again. But we're speaking about Jarrow formula, ubiquinol or QH Absorb plus the PQQ. And this is a formulation of 30 soft gels, which has 100 milligrams of the ubiquinol QH, and it has 10 milligrams of the PQQ. This particular product has an everyday retail of $39.95. Here at Save-A-Lot, we have an everyday low price, part of our EDLP program, where we sell it only at $19.99. And again, from now until the end of the month, you'll be able to save an additional 10% on this particular product, as well as other fine Jarrow products that we'll be speaking about. And, of course, everything else that we sell here at Save-A-Lot will carry the additional 10% off. And if we can go from this point to the next step, Dominique, would you venture to say that people should add the nicotinamide riboside to the PQQ and ubiquinol?
Definitely. So a little history discovered nicotinamide riboside, we abbreviated NR because it's a big long word. Nicotinamide riboside was discovered in 2004 by Dartmouth Medical School researchers, Dr. Charles Brenner and Dr., I hope I say his last name correctly, Biganowski. And I would like to impress upon the listeners that Jarrow Formula's nicotinamide riboside contains the very first patented and only commercially available nature bioidentical nicotinamide riboside. So,
Dominique, what is nicotinamide riboside?
Nicotinamide riboside basically is a B3 vitamin. That's basically what it is. It's a B3 metabolite, actually. And it increases NAD levels by supporting mitochondrial energy and function.
All right. If someone took just straight B3, would they achieve the same results?
No. And that would be niacin. And no, it doesn't. It doesn't have the same effect, actually. So it's this particular form that is that makes the big difference. So it's not – you can't just take niacin, for example – or B3 and expect to have the same result.
So this is a scientific proven formula, the way it's manufactured, and it happens to come in a tablet. It's a little white tablet. I personally take two a day with my ubiquinol. And what would you recommend as far as a dosage? Because we want to make sure that the people are listening to the show understand what it means to take at a younger age versus a middle age versus an older age. And I guess there are different steps that people can use in moving up to the dosage based upon their either their height, weight, or age. So where does one start with the nicotinamide riboside?
We suggest taking 1 to 2 tablets a day. Taking one in the morning prior to breakfast, so we like to say take that first one on an empty stomach, and then the second one you would take between meals somehow on an empty stomach. That's when we like to say to take nicotinamide riboside. Each tablet is 100 milligrams, so we're taking 1 to 200 milligrams a day. Somebody that's young, healthy, in their 20s, 30s, can take 100 milligrams a day. Somebody who's older, they want to increase it, increasing NAD levels. What's really interesting is that it just after a single serving of 100 milligrams of NR raised NAD levels in human blood plasma by as much as 33% in 8 to 24 hours after it was ingested.
That's a big number.
It is.
Are there any known side effects? Because if someone is taking B3 and the niacin form, it does create a flush. And when it creates a flush, people get scared because it heats the whole body. And their face and their arms may turn red from the blood flow caused by straight niacin. Some people will use a no-flush niacin to prevent that from happening. However, they may not be getting the same results with a no-flush as they would with a straight niacin. Where does the NR fit into both those scope of supplements?
Yeah, there's no known side effects as far as reporting any flushing or itching or anything like that that I've come across and I've read extensively, and there is nothing like that I've seen. So there's nothing similar to a niacin from NR, so nobody has to feel fearful of that.
Now, our listeners, if they are interested in accessing all of these beneficial effects associated with nicotinamide riboside, and I'm going to say NR from now on. So do they need to assure themselves that they are getting the actual correct formulation? Do they need to look for Niagen when they're purchasing the NR? Is that important?
Yes, definitely. That's a great question. Yes, Niagen is the raw material supplier of our nicotinamide riboside chloride. And, yes, I would definitely recommend looking for Niagen.
It is astonishing, the price offering here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So people who may have been thinking about, well, vitamin E does anti-aging benefits, I take my CoQ10 every day. Well, maybe you have been taking those things and getting good results, and perhaps you want to make the jump to the next level of energy from the overall physical energy, the next level of protection with regard to how well your immune system's going to work, how well your brain is going to work. But here's the thing that I think so many people in their 40s need to know. When your hormones start to change, one of the things that happens is weight gain. You might be doing the same exercise. You might be eating the same diet. Your lifestyle hasn't changed. And all of a sudden you see the scale has gone up by 5 pounds or 10 pounds or unfortunately possibly even more. And here is a product that you can do that will minimize the possibility that you are going to gain weight due to those aging situations. Right. Okay, so resisting weight gain, fabulous side effect of NR.
Absolutely. Again, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier, when you increase the function of the mitochondria, you're better at working with the nutrients that you're putting in your body, even if they are kind of bad dietary choices, let's put it nicely. So, and a lot of people are dealing with that. We have more type 2 diabetes now than I think we ever thought possible. We didn't think that it would be possible to have this many people, teenagers, walking around with type 2 diabetes.
That's a whole issue that involves the whole country, Dom, because two-thirds of the population are either overweight or obese, and diabetes is probably the major factor that's caused by people that are either overweight or obese. And it's a very detrimental disease to have because you're ruining your whole body. and it's only a question of time until it takes its toll. Diabetes is not a very pleasant part of the body to be able to function with. It prohibits people from doing a lot of things, and, of course, the biggest challenge is what they're eating. And when they put food in their mouth that is not good for them, it creates a lot of other bad things happening in the body. And I know that at some point tomorrow when we're back on the show with Janet and I, we're going to be talking about a weight loss program that Janet is starting, in fact, this week. And we'll get more in depth into it. But the nicotinamide riboside, or NR as it's commonly known, if you took it with the PQQ and you took it with the ubiquinol, do you think this has an effect on overall function of the body with respect to preventing diabetes?
Well, I think it can definitely help. Yeah, as far as to say emphatically that it would prevent it, I think there are so many lifestyle choices that are involved in the development of type 2 diabetes. There is obviously some genetic components there as well. But if a person does add those three supplements, you're talking about a powerhouse of supplements.
No question about it.
And if you really can't get any more powerful than those three together. And then if you're adding pterostilbene in there as well, which I really like the combination of pterostilbene and nicotinamide riboside. And the reason why I like those two together is because they sort of play off of each other in terms of being able to activate the sirtuin pathways, the sirtuin 1 pathways, which are responsible for the same kind of physiological process in our body as caloric restriction, so that it makes us better processors of the food that we take in. We're less likely to develop insulin sensitivity. We are more likely to have less inflammation, which again creates the process to begin for insulin sensitivity. So it's all these things really play well together, so to speak. And for example, I wanted to cite this this one study. In an animal study, they gave 400 milligrams of nicotinamide riboside or a chow diet for two groups of mice. And nicotinamide riboside prevented the development of mitochondrial structural abnormalities. It enhanced lipid oxidation in brown adipose tissue and the liver and supported sirtuin 1 activation. So what does that mean? Well, people are saying, well, this is in mice, but humans are very alike to mice in our metabolic pathways, which is why studies are often done with animals or mice specifically. But nicotinamide riboside also has the ability to support normal levels of inflammation. And again, when you're dealing with something like type 2 diabetes or the blood sugar levels that are climbing little by little every day as we get older, you're talking about increased inflammation, systemic inflammation. So again, being able to combat that, being able to utilize nutrients better, being able to use the glucose levels that are in your food more efficiently, all of those work together, and these supplements help promote that.
Well, Dom, hold your thought, because I know we're coming up on our last intermission.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. And we are here with Dominique Ostrander, and she is the territory manager and educator for Jaro Formulas. We'll be back with more.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesium. lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Come talk to me about your health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for my hours at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in, sign in, and come sit down with me, Janet Cimarelli. I'm available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, one half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful, bright Monday morning here, the 9th of January, and we're in the midst of our grand opening celebration, which started last week and will continue on now through the end of January, the 31st being the last day of a special EDLP program that we are offering through the end of January. And that is the additional 10% off the everyday low prices that you find here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We just finished speaking about a product called NR, which is short for nicotinamide riboside. This particular product, I have a lot of faith in, and I use it, and I think everybody that reaches a stage in life where they need a little bit more energy should be using it. The particular product that I'm speaking about from Gyro Formulas sells normally at $56.95 for a bottle of 60 tablets of the 100 milligram. The everyday low price here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is only $27.99. And again, up until the end of the month, you'll have the ability to buy this at 10% less going through with our grand opening special. And I know we still want to speak about a product that I also use, and we've spoken about it during the course of the show, but I think we should go into it in greater detail, and that is the Terastilbene. So, Dominique, give us some insight onto the Terastilbene.
Okay, well, Terastilbene, which is, by the way, it's spelled completely different than it sounds and than it's pronounced. It actually starts with a P. So it's P-T-E-R-O-S-T-I-L-B-E-N-E. So for people coming in looking at it or trying to write it, it starts with a P. It's in the family of a resveratrol. It's a pure dimethyl resveratrol. It's 99% pure dimethyl resveratrol. So it's a resveratrol-like stilbene, except that it has a longer half-life in our bodies, like I said earlier, because it's more lipophilic. So the fat cells are better at taking it up than a resveratrol. So it's known for, and the studies have shown that it's outstanding as far as supporting dietary, cardiovascular, or neurological health. I think the studies with Terastilbene controlling blood sugar are amazing. A lot of reading in here, and I can tell you that it's pretty profound. So as far as for cognitive function, Terastilbene has an effect on protecting against damage to our brains. So it has the ability to protect against a decrease in the release of dopamine. So we like to keep our dopamine levels high. It keeps us feeling good. It keeps us healthy. And as we age, a lot of times, oxidative stress affects how much dopamine we actually will produce, again, leading to what's that disease? Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. So we want to, as much dopamine as we can get, we want to hold on to. And that's where Terastilbene comes in as far as neuroprotective benefits.
I know Janet has a point that we should bring up also with respect to some of the supplements that we've been speaking about today. But I do want to interject and ask Dominique a question. if someone were looking to lose a little bit of weight, and you mentioned the fact that this helps with calorie restriction, would you advise somebody to take the Jarro green coffee bean and the Jarro coffee, the green coffee bean and the green tea capsule, along with the Terastil bean? These Terastil beans are very tiny. They're very small, white little capsules.
So they're real easy to take.
Very easy to take. So if they took two of these with one green coffee bean and one of the green tea, I would expect people to be able to get into a situation where they will see some results by using a calorie-restricted diet to help them facilitate the whole process. What is your opinion about that?
I think that would be a great combination. I think that's a great combination. The green coffee bean, the caprylic acid and Terastil bean together, because green coffee bean does have an effect on blood sugar, so, and obviously Terastil bean does. But Terastil bean is, it acts like a caloric mimetic, which means that it activates the sirtuin 1 pathways. So because it's so good at controlling blood sugar, it acts like you are on a caloric restricted diet. That's how it, that's basically how it works. That's the cliff noted version. So when you add that with green coffee bean, which is great at controlling appetite, I think that would be supplements to help promote and support weight loss efforts for sure.
Well, this particular product, the Terastil bean, and as Dominique has pointed out, it's spelled P-T-E-R-O-S-T-I-L-B-E-N-E. And this particular bottle that I'm looking at is a bottle of 50 milligrams each capsule, and the capsules are very, very small. I mean, extremely small. And there's a bottle of 60 in a bottle. The suggested retail is $29.95 for this particular product. And we at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center have an everyday low price of only $14.99.
Wow.
And again, for the entire month of January, you'll be able to derive a benefit of an additional 10% savings on this product, as well as all the other fine Jarro products we've been speaking about, as well as the other products that we sell here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet, what's your opinion now with Terastil bean for some of the people that you see that you find may be of a benefit to them?
Well, you think about all of the different aspects that we've been discussing here today. It's amazing. So people are going to enhance their mood by keeping their dopamine levels supported. They're going to actually create that activity in the sirtuin pathway that mimics calorie restriction. So you're going to get the benefits of the anti-aging benefits associated with that calorie restriction. You're going to maintain cognitive ability. I mean, think about how many people all across the state, all across the South Florida here, who are looking for that kind of energy, the DNA protection, the mood support. I mean, and here in such a very reasonably priced product, you're going to get dramatic impact overall. Not only just today, but you're going to create a change for 2 or 3 years from now. For 10 years from now, you are creating a change with regard to how well your genes are going to be able to function. That's huge.
Don, we only have another minute or so left. Could you just review the products we've spoken about today and give our listeners just a brief synopsis?
Sure, absolutely. So basically today we talked about mitochondrial biogenesis, which is the creation of new mitochondria. We talked about the ways that the body creates new mitochondria. One, intense aerobic exercise. Two, caloric restriction. And three, PQQ. We know that mitochondrial dysfunction has been definitively linked to virtually all killer diseases, from aging to Alzheimer's and type 2 diabetes and heart failure. And then when you add in PQQ, ubiquinol, or a form of CoQ10, nicotinamide riboside, lovingly abbreviated as NR, and terostilbene, you're putting together powerhouses to support mitochondrial function, to support the growth of new mitochondria, and to prevent mitochondrial dysfunction.
All very, very important parts of the slowing of the aging process, which we all face. Of course, we face it a lot quicker when we pass the age of 50, but we have to think about it when we're younger as well. So these are all good points that people should consider when they're trying to improve their overall supplement program. Start at an early age. Don't wait until you're over the hill, so to speak, to get onto a program. Although it's never too late, but you want to start a little bit earlier in life to reap the benefits of using some of these great products that we've just been speaking with Dominique about, which is the PQQ. It comes in a 10 and 20 milligram. Then you have the ubiquinol, which we have in various sizes. The one I like is the 200 milligram, but it does come in a 100 milligram. And, of course, the nicotinamide riboside and the terostilbene.
You will never find as great an array of products at these prices. So come on in and see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Dominique, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank
you were most informative.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
And we're going to look forward to having you back on sometime later in the month.
Looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Okay. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.